Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 40 of the All or Something Living podcast. I need to figure out when my 1 year anniversary of releasing this podcast is so that we can celebrate. I feel like it's coming up soon. Anyway, this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about how you can become more confident in your body with or without weight loss. The reason that I bring this up is because what a lot of people don't realize is that their body confidence issues, like the way you're feeling about your body, often has less to do with actually how your body looks and more to do with how you're feeling about yourself. And sometimes it can be also like how you're treating your body, how well you're taking care of yourself and all that. But it's not always about weight loss, but the reason I say with or without is because sometimes the body does need weight loss in order to be healthier, or sometimes people just decide that weight loss feels important to them. So I don't want to alienate you by feeling like weight loss is a bad thing or focusing on that is a terrible thing. I don't think it's a very productive, helpful thing because a lot of times there's a root issue that needs to be addressed, but I understand realistically that it is an area that a lot of people focus on. So when I asked on social media about like confidence in general, like what was holding people back from confidence, you can probably imagine what the most common response was. It was that they weren't feeling comfortable in their bodies. They didn't like their bodies. They didn't like the way that they looked, and that was holding back their confidence. Now, because of that, you might have heard me talk about my 6 Weeks to Confidence online course that's coming out very soon. And because of that feedback, I actually have a bonus module in there all about body confidence. If you're interested in learning more about that course that's coming out, you want to do a little sample, if you go to my website, laurenkepler.com, or if you click the link in the show notes, you can sign up for my 6 Steps to Confidence audio training. It's a less than 20 minute training, and it will give you a good idea of the things that we'll be covering in the course. And again, because most of our issues with confidence has less to do with our bodies than we realize, most of the course addresses other things, but I wanted to address your concerns about your own body and make sure that I was talking about body confidence as well in there. So be sure to grab yourself a copy of that training, and then you'll stay in touch and get weekly updates from me about the podcast and then also updates on how the course is coming along. So I've been struggling this year with body image a lot. I talk about my story often and my sort of health journey and how it's progressed, but I used to be really focused on body, on the size of my body. I used to be really focused on weight loss. I used to be really into bodybuilding. I was trying to become a bikini competitor because in my mind, having a certain type of body would bring me a certain kind of life. Now, it's been over 4 years since I decided to shift my focus from my weight and my body size and into more connection with myself, into actually doing things that make me feel better, not necessarily like it has to change how I look. If it does, like, obviously, it's not, I'm not against that. But it was more so about learning to really take care of my body and my mind and my soul, all that, you know, holistic health stuff that I talk about. And in the beginning, it was, I think because it was so fresh and new to me, it was a little bit scary to say, I'm not going to focus on weight loss. Like, I'll never go on a diet again. I stopped weighing myself. It was really terrifying. And I knew that it was likely that I would gain weight because I was so restrictive with my food and I was in the gym like 6 days a week. Like basically I was living an unsustainable lifestyle. So I knew that in order to maintain the weight that I was at that time, I would have to stick to that lifestyle. But the reason I stopped doing it is because I felt like I was like, this is too much for me. I can't do this for life. So I had to accept that I was probably going to put on some weight, which I did. And again, not from me weighing myself and seeing that, although I did go to the doctor and I think I have gained like, how much is it? Like 10 to 15 pounds. Cause my weight always fluctuated before within like 5 or 10 pounds. And it's about the same. So I'm like 10 or 15 pounds heavier than I was before. And sometimes that really gets me. And sometimes like, I don't really think about it, but this year, especially the end of this first semester in back to college, I was just like, I just felt really uncomfortable in my skin and I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I couldn't, because I knew that I have the tools to kind of help pull myself out of it. But I think also in the body positive community, it can be hard because like you're not supposed to be worrying about what your weight looks like. You're not supposed to admit that you're struggling with your body image. Or I didn't feel safe to admit that I wanted to lose weight. You know, I felt like that there was something wrong with me because I said I would never try to diet or lose weight again. That wouldn't be my focus. Or, you know, there's so many more important aspects about me than how I look. And while I believed that, there were just times where it was like, I don't like seeing myself in pictures. I don't like the way that my clothes are fitting me right now. Like, what do I do about it? Now, I think a lot of us often feel that way, and the natural response based on the way that society tells us that shows the message that a certain body makes you more worthy or makes you feel more confident, or we're getting those messages all the time about weight loss. So that's like the first thing that we go to. And so admitting that I wanted to lose weight and I wanted to be skinnier didn't mean I was going to go back to those harmful behaviors that I was practicing before, those obsessive behaviors around my weight or the low self-esteem I had developed because I thought that I should always be skinnier. Like there was never a finish line. So it was never enough. So while I knew that I wanted to be thinner, I knew that I wasn't going to actively pursue that because I knew that I could do that, but it wouldn't really, it would be like a temporary boost in confidence. Like, I knew that what was going on with me was deeper than that. I just couldn't pinpoint exactly what it was. So while I myself may be a coach, I still invest in online courses all the time. I still invest in coaching because guess what? I don't have all the answers and I never will. Not only that, but we always need someone outside of ourselves, or we could always use someone outside of ourselves to shed light on blind spots that we might have. So I finally hit this point where I was like, I need help. And I didn't want to admit that, I think, because I felt like I should have this all together. I talk about it all the time, you know, feeling confident in your skin and not worrying about your weight and all this stuff. So how could I be struggling with this as well? But like I said, I admitted that I needed help. So I bought Mary's, I talked about her in the last episode, at Mary's Cup of Tea on Instagram. She talks a lot about body image. And I bought her e-course, which is called the Feel Sexy in Your Skin e-course. And again, I resisted, I think, her work for quite a while because I felt like I already know this stuff. Like there's nothing new that I can learn from this. I already know that I'm going to take her course and it's going to probably give me tools that I already use all the time and I already know. But again, it's not about learning something that I don't already know, which that's great, but it's about taking action. Obviously, there's a disconnect there if I know all these tools, but I'm not using them, or like I can't figure out the root of the issue on my own. And immediately within the first module of her course, I had a breakthrough. Like, we don't have to overcomplicate this thing, you guys. Like, there, if there's just one thing that you connect to in an online course that you take or somebody's post that you see on social media or anything, there can just be one little nugget, one little aha moment that changes it all for you. And that's how it was for me. Within the first module, I realized something that obviously I already knew, that it wasn't about my body, but what it was really about was how I was showing up, how I had somehow lost connection to myself. I was starting to feel disconnected to myself. And I've done this a lot, especially since I've become a coach, because I almost feel like as a coach, I should have it together all the time, which I know that nobody does. And, but I feel like I have to be on point like 24/7 with people, and that I have to be like some sort of Zen, like guru master or whatever, that I can't be real. I can't admit my struggles. The other side to this is that I am a recovering, I thought I was a recovered perfectionist, but I'm still a recovering perfectionist. And I think that within my first semester of going back to college, like my number one goal was to get straight A's. And I think I was transferring my perfectionist obsessive tendencies into that like straight A's thing, like into feeling like I had to be a certain person. And then I always feel inadequate when I do that, when I'm trying to get it perfect, when I'm trying to get straight A's. And so I fell a little bit behind, like back into that trap. The reason that I quit dieting and I quit doing all of that, like weight loss and trying to change my body stuff, is because I have an obsessive personality. And so I took it to the extreme. That is why I have this podcast called the All or Something Living Podcast, because I have to remind myself every single day that I don't have to be so extreme, that I don't have to be so hard on myself. And because I was trying to be this like perfect student and trying to juggle my online business and my life outside of that, I felt like I was falling short, and then I was feeling disconnected to myself, and I transferred that into my body, into the feelings that I had about my body. And the other thing is that I started saying yes a lot of times when I meant no. So it felt like I was betraying myself and that I wasn't protecting my time. And those are other things that can make me feel disconnected to myself and to like my true inner being. And then again, like, yeah, I thought that I was being who I thought that I should be based on the roles that I'm in. I'm a student, I'm a coach, I'm a this, I'm a that. And forgetting like who I really am on a deep level, which again, it sounds really deep and it might sound really abstract right now. So just take what you can from this. Just think about what it is that is making you feel disconnected to yourself, if that's true for you. But then the other thing too that I was struggling with was people pleasing, like trying to make everybody happy, trying to like, I guess I'm like even still working through these feelings as I'm recording this episode. But I've just always had this like sense that if people think that I'm beautiful or they think that I'm like skinny, they'll think that I am a better person, that I'm smarter, that I'm good enough, that I'm worthy of being around them. And if I don't have a solid foundation or relationship with myself, like if I don't think that I have anything else to offer but my looks, that's where I fall into that trap of feeling like I should look a certain way to please people or to fit in. So I want to share with you guys the message that I sent to Mary, or the messages, like parts of the messages that we had back and forth, so that you just kind of get a better insight to my exact breakthroughs. So anyway, these are very enthusiastic messages, so be ready. So I said, Huge breakthrough already, Mary. But first of all, you look so insanely vibrant in your videos and you put out the best energy. So thank you for being real. If you find Mary, like, you'll love her energy. So I said, I've been trying to figure out why the heck I'm having all these body image, self-image issues when I've spent the last years working on it. The last 4 years working on it. I had made huge progress and all of a sudden it felt like I was backsliding. Anyway, long story short, I've been people-pleasing a lot lately and putting my own priorities on the back burner, which I haven't wanted to admit to myself. I feel such tremendous relief already by just working on getting back in touch with myself and my needs. And she said, wow, just wow, Lauren, you are so beautiful and insightful. It's beyond me. I'm so happy that you like the course and you're doing this work. In regards to your frustration, someone once told me, what we will resist will persist. And where attention goes, energy flows. Basically, fancy ways of saying sometimes when we try too hard, the opposite happens. So it just helps to let go and also ease the expectation and recognize how far you've really come. I know it may feel like you're backsliding compared to the progress you've made, but what about compared to where you were 4 years ago? I said, thanks, beautiful. You made my day. And yes, exactly what you said is the pep talk I had with myself this morning. I've been afraid to spend undistracted time with myself because of what I might uncover. But I realize there's so many amazing parts of me that I've been overlooking. I always feel like I should be further along than I am, and I want to release that tension between who I really am and who I think I should be. So today I'm practicing freedom to accept who I am, how I look, and releasing expectations. And that's just from doing one freaking part of your course. I can't wait to see what the rest has in store for me. And then she said, oh, that is so profound. When we let us explore the uncomfy parts of ourselves, we also discover the great parts. Wow, I'm so inspired by you and so glad the course helped. Thank you so much. Lovely. So I always have this really strong need to grip the reins really tight and to control. And when I control so tightly, I allow opportunities to pass me by because I'm so focused. I have such tunnel vision on what I think things should look like. And so I think just that part of the course, as you could hear in the conversation that I had with Mary, just helped me to, reminded me to release control and allow for flow. And I swear it's been a few weeks since then and it has changed everything for me already. And I have been feeling so embodied and comfortable in my skin. Even my fiance Jason has picked up on it. He's like, who are you? Like, you seem like such a different person because I'm so much more carefree and just like I'm being present and being in the moment. So it just made such a huge difference that I started to get out of my head and more into my body. I've also been doing a lot more of allowing myself to creatively express. So dancing is what I love to do. Singing, like just feeling into my body, exercising and not like, We stay up in our heads so often that we forget that like we have this full body attached to us. And when you start to feel into your body and move it around and you're feeling connected with your body, you're just automatically going to start to feel more comfortable in it. Another really big thing that's changed things for me is there was a time years ago, so forgive Jason for this one, but a few months into our relationship, I was, you know, gaining the happy relationship weight that many people often do. I was happy. And so I asked him because I noticed he started to kind of respond to me a little bit differently. And so I said, are you less attracted to me because I've gained weight? And he said, yes, like he was honest about it. And that was devastating to me. And I was really mad at him about that. I held that against him for a really long time. But in retrospect, we look back on it and I was able to help him voice what was really going on for him and for me. I was able to figure out what it was that was going on with me. So because I was putting on weight, I was kind of becoming more timid and I was hiding my body from him. I was like, don't touch me there. Don't look at me there. And he sensed my lack of confidence and that made him feel less attracted to me because I mean, obviously, like, you're going to come off as less attractive if you're not even comfortable with yourself. So what we've uncovered is what's most important for Jason and probably a lot of men out there and women, that it's not about what you look like. It's about your confidence and the way that you feel about yourself. And that will radiate to other people. That will speak to other people. And so it was a really big lesson for me. And since then, I'm not self-conscious like I used to be, like, about my body with him, because I know that it's really important to him that I am allowing him to, like, see my body and stuff. And to just, I think that's another reason why it's so important for me to feel good in my skin, because it's such a big component of our relationship. So all that being said, the next time that you're feeling uncomfortable in your body, I challenge you to take the time and figure out what it is that you're really wanting. Are you feeling disconnected with yourself? Are you feeling disconnected with your partner? Do you feel like you're stuck in a career and you're unhappy? Are you just wanting to be happy? Are you wanting to feel worthy or like you're enough? There are so many things that it could be. So take the time to just really journal, figure out what it is that you truly need, and start from that place instead of jumping straight into weight loss, because you might lose weight, you might torture yourself along the way, and then you might find that you're still in the same spot that you were before. So it's better to just get to the root cause and work your way outward from there. And again, if your body has weight to lose, just by you taking care of yourself, managing your stress levels, treating your body well, eating things that make you feel good, moving your body because it feels good to you, doing those things will get your body to where it needs to be, weight-wise and health-wise. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up for my confidence training yet, don't forget to do that. And that's all I have for you this week. So next week, we're going to talk about the best way to approach any diet or lifestyle change. And I can't wait to talk to you then. But until then, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.